okay. Fill in the middle with a name. It's Carlos and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say today. I say we hear what we have to say today. It's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in. Fill it in. Yeah.
Recording in progress. I kind of miss that sometimes.
You are not alone. I am here with you. Though we're far away, I'll be here to stay.
Stay.
You are not alone. I am here with you. Though you're far apart, you're always in my heart. You are not alone.
You feel that in your soul?
I definitely do.
I'm glad. That was beautiful.
Anyways, the words of the great R. Kelly. Welcome to a brand new.
Wow.
Edition of the blank. Carlos and Ryan. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And we're live and direct, and we're here in person.
Somewhat live.
He is right beside me. I am right beside him.
Oh, I get that reference.
We're back, baby.
We actually have to talk about that. Did you happen to finish the renovations that you were doing? For the reasoning of our last episode? And why you were not present in our studio.
Oh, God, no. I have one more to go next week.
I had to sit in this godforsaken studio by myself.
You mean your home? Weirdo.
This godforsaken studio.
Godforsaken. You live here. Godforsaken. This guy literally plays Diablo in here 24/7. What are you talking about? You're godforsaken.
The daughter of Diablo.
Yeah.
This guy, in this studio.
Literally, for the past all those episodes, he can't wait to play these goddamn games. He kicks me out just to be like, all right, I'm gonna play Diablo. Fuck off. I'm like, all right.
Hey.
You know, man, that ain't nice.
Hey.
Are you done with that godforsaken game?
Huh? That's actually a true godforsaken game.
Right?
Yeah, legitimately. We're talking Bible, then it's definitely the devil.
Amen.
Yeah.
Diablo, that's what it is.
But yeah.
You still playing that game?
Of course. That game can go on forever.
Okay.
Forever.
Yeah, it could, but that's why there's four of them, so clearly...
Forever.
You get sick of it. It's not perpetuity there, all right? Anyways, welcome to another week, another edition, live and direct, in the cut. Carlos is in the studio this week. Ryan, say hi to the children.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Friday today, actually.
It is. We are recording on Friday.
Carlos and I forgot to... I don't think we posted a message yesterday for the delay.
Nope.
So we definitely do apologize for anyone that was sort of waiting for that Thursday episode. Just big events. Carlos and I had to attend on the Thursday, and we had to delay our episode. So I'm sure we'll probably get into
court.
I was gonna make something up for you, but
no,
you know you done fucked up yourself.
No, I was in court. All right, let's face facts. I got a speeding ticket. All right, I got a speeding ticket. I wanted to fight it in court. They gave me some charges. They said I was speeding, reckless driving, and some new charge I never heard of called fucking. I don't. What's it called again? Aggravated assault. This is stupid. Why the hell would they? I don't know. I've never heard of these things. I'm just saying, don't freaking come up to me with this goddamn police saying that. Oh, I have this here. I was tracking your thing with here. It looked like a goddamn gun, but he said it was a speed thing. But I don't care. I punched him because it was for my safety. Either or.
You forgot to mention the other charge.
What? Indecent exposure? Yeah, I told him to suck my... After he... I punched him. Subu to the death of me, bitch.
Carlos is wiling, man. This is all part of
Carlos
2023.
Yo, summer 2023. Yo, no one is safe. No one is safe. No one is safe. I keep telling you. Even my driving, my fist and my driving are on Super Mario Kart. Rated E for everyone, Playboy.
Carl's wiling.
Don't cheese me, fam. I'm not the one. I'm not the one. Fuck around and find out.
So you're gonna tell the lovely audience where we were yesterday?
We were at a wedding.
There was a wedding on a Thursday, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Only the guy that legitimately does not like us. All right,
I'm just playing.
I'm kidding. But yes, shout out to Murtaza, who is now a married man. He's a growing boy. He is now a man, a married man. Who
beautiful.
Dances, apparently.
Beautiful.
News to me. And apparently
beautiful.
We dance too, allegedly. And for anyone that does have video evidence, summer 2023 is not over yet. Just saying. Anywho, it was a beautiful wedding, and we got a few more days to go. We'll keep y'all posted how those days go. But shout out to Murtaza. Congratulations, you and the bride. Y'all look great. And
beautiful.
We had a great time. The food was something of a magnificence.
Oh, the food, man.
The food was pretty insane.
I was sitting beside Carl's. He's like, man, you're eating everything, eh? Twice.
Yeah.
It was wonderful, man.
It was great. It was great.
It's a beautiful, beautiful
spicy,
wedding.
Little ricey, spicy ricey. Nice chicken. You know, the pita. What do they call the bread? Is it bread?
Non-bread.
Great bread. Yeah. But other than that, a great time. And we can't wait to see what the other days are filled with.
Yep.
So that was our day yesterday, and that's why we couldn't record yesterday. So. Y'all, we're waiting. We apologize. We'll give it more of a heads up next time.
Yeah, we'll hopefully try to get a picture in, maybe on our Instagram over the next couple of days, just to post the episode. But no, it was a lovely time. Carl's killing it.
Pause.
There was definitely part of the wedding video that we need to get a snippet of. That I'm hoping that we can post on the Instagram for everyone to see, because I thought it was absolutely stunning. But yes,
gorgeous looking venue.
Shout out to the lovely couple. It was a great event. Mm-hmm. And we still got a couple days more to go.
Yep.
Which is exciting.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I think my favorite part about the whole wedding in that case was to see our boy like kind of grow up. I think that was a big thing. We've known said buddy for many, many years now. It's been 13 years?
I met him in high school.
13 years now?
Yeah.
You know?
What was that? They carry the one, you know, fuck around.
Negative 10.
Fuck around.
The projection of the moon happens to be in this light. And then Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah. And then you keep fucking around, you find out. So 14 years.
Long time.
It's quite a while.
Yeah.
So, quite a while.
You know, to see and grow together as, you know, human beings, especially being friends for so long. And then to be invited to such a big day in somebody's special, such a special day in somebody's life, I think it's like super important to acknowledge and to finally see like your boy step up and do something like that. You know, it was definitely out of character for him as well. And I'm sure Carlos can definitely agree, and it was just beautiful to see. So honestly, that was my favorite part of the wedding. What about you, Carlos? What can you give the audience just about our plans yesterday?
I just want to give a heads up for any people that want to invite us to their wedding. If you want to make us a part of the wedding, give us a heads up to inform us that we need to dance. Okay. I was expecting to have a chill, nice sitting down time at the wedding. Didn't expect to dance this early. At least not that day. But it's fine. I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed. And overall, great time. Just disappointed.
That's fair.
And I'm charging. sending for dancing.
Sending an invoice.
I'm sending an invoice. Yeah. You're not going to get away with this, Murph, if you listen to this. I'm charging. And for Saturday, Sunday, too. All right? Got me all dancing and whatnot. I ain't in no shape to be. No shape. Anywho. But yes, congratulations nonetheless. Jokes aside, love ya. All the best to ya. How's your Canada Day?
It was lively.
Define lively.
It was filled with many, many drinks. Mm. Parts I don't remember.
Right.
And dancing by myself.
He was doing ecstasy at Electric Island. I wanted to, you know, you should get more to the point.
I don't see nothing wrong,
this
man.
This guy was, you know, while I was just having a little, you know, sit down and just having time with my family, sitting down, really going down about what Canada Day means to each other. This dude was fucking feeling his body up in on a goddamn Speedo, fucking going ham to fucking EDM music. So. I told you to come. I ain't going to that shit. None of that was enticing to me. Nothing I said was enticing.
Everyone has a great time at those events.
Yeah.
Everybody.
But you know what the thing is? Everyone there is either Caucasian, Asian, and for some reason brown. You know, brown people can get away with listening to anything.
They love it, man.
That's the one thing of it. The Asians and brown people are the one people that can get away with listening to anything and everything. They can listen to the country and get away with it. It wouldn't be weird. But if black people listen to country, they are goddamn traitors. They're sellouts.
There were, I can confirm, very small amounts of black people there.
Oh, there were?
Yes.
Did they talk like
very, very small amounts. I bumped into a couple of them.
But they didn't
nice
talk
people.
That Toronto talk.
Very nice people.
Yo, fam, on a big man thing. Yo, this EDM is live, fam. Yo, watch me go this, do this fucking, yo, pass me a fucking rave stick right now, dog. They didn't do that.
You should come next year.
Nope, absolutely not.
You should go.
I have to lose a bet.
You should do one day just to try it. I think it's one of those events in Toronto that is just worth to go at least once to experience it. And even if you don't like it, you can leave after like a couple of hours. To make it worth it.
Is there an event that have you ever attended where you couldn't leave? You were forced there against your will?
Well, you can leave. It's just like you want to try and get as much experience in the event as much as possible. I would hate to go to like Caravana and be like, okay, I'm just going to leave because this doesn't seem like my vibe.
You don't have to do drugs to be at Caravana. All you have to do is just walk around and enjoy yourself. That's it. That's literally it. Caravana is straightforward. Dancing, all right? You can drink a little bit. You don't have to. I mean, you don't even have to drink. Everyone's turned up and having a good time dancing, sober even, all right? That's Caravana. Electric Island is a different story, okay? There's freaking dudes out there with fucking families at home, and these dudes are just coming out here and fucking goddamn wearing wrestling thongs and shit, fucking going off on fucking...
You know what was actually dope though? I remember we're at this one stage at Electric Island, and then I look to my right, and there's a couple there drinking wine out of like this, these champagne plastic flutes that they were giving out when people ordered
champagne
wine.
Champagne plastic flutes?
Yeah, they were like flutes.
Like, so then when you play it
no, like there's like the term for like long glass, like champagne flute. I think that's what they call it. So. Okay. But then I looked at them and I realized that they were like twice as old as us. They were literally like in their 60s, like killing it, like having fun, just drinking wine. At Electric Island, I swear to you. In their 60s,
yeah,
like bobbing their head, having fun. Like, and then I realized that beside them are like, I don't know if it was their son and daughter or something like that, or like maybe like their son and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But they were together, having a great time. And then it made me realize that like these events are so enjoyable and it's so welcoming that like at any age realistically you can just go and have some fun. It was great. I highly recommend anyone who hasn't been to Electric Island go just for the fun of it. There's something about that event that everyone's very welcoming, and whether it's the drugs, it probably is. There's something that's very, very fun and very, very welcoming about the raving scene in
Toronto. Are you like the Jehovah's Witness of Electric Island?
It was nuts, man.
Oh, my God.
I think you would 100% enjoy it.
I don't know, man.
Every person that I spoke to that I bumped into was very, very sweet. There was no animosity at all.
Well, I mean, Molly would make you do wonderful things. I'm
yeah.
Sure.
And that's the great thing about it. It's like, man, if everyone's in a good mood, then you won't have a bad time. You know what I mean?
But what if they are having a bad time, but you're just not paying attention? There could have been a dude out there that could have been an absolute wreck. You know, he lost his kids in the divorce settlement. And he's just out there just like, nts. Hey, man, you having a good time? I miss my kids.
It could be anywhere, though. It could be anywhere.
I don't know, man. You won't hear that at Caravana, I'll tell you that much. Because none of that is out there. Whatever problems you have is out the goddamn window.
You gotta go. Well, we're going to get Carlos to go one day. Fine. It'll be a good time.
I'll have to lose a bet if I'm going to go to a place like, or to
trust me.
Electric Island. It's at Ontario Place, correct?
It was at Ontario Place, this event, yeah. But that's how I spent
Summer's
Canada.
Summer's here at Ontario Place.
But overall, the weekend was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, what about yours? How was the rest of the weekend?
What did I do? Not bad. We went to Canto's for the pool party.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
That was nice, you know.
Lovely.
Homegirl, once again, Allie, you know, celebrated her birthday. Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, that was about it.
Sounds like a wonderful time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's about it. Nothing crazy. Nothing too crazy. It wasn't the too crazy. But this work week has been something fucking, oh my God.
Why is that?
Oh, it's been so busy. Just catching up with people and fucking chasing down motherfuckers to take their goddamn money. You know what? You know what it is? You know.
Wait, you have to chase people down to take their money?
Not chase them physically. Just like you have to call them to see like, hey, do you want this money or not? And they're just like, oh, it's not enough. I'm like, okay, bye. Here's the deal. You know who are the worst scum of the scummy of the earth of the type of people I talk to? Fucking Mercedes drivers. They are the worst people on the planet.
Hey.
Whoever drives a Mercedes, I hope you burn in hell, and I hope you get castrated, you fucking assholes. You are guys are scum of the goddamn earth. What, did you want to say something?
No, not all right. At all. No.
Anywho, I'm just saying, I got off the phone today, and I was speaking to an insured. I'm just like, you know what, because when I do my job, I want to do proper research. I want to make sure the numbers are correct. Because it's not. If I don't want to present unfair values, I want to do what's fair. So I look at the car. I see the model, all the details. I look at the market to see how much the vehicles cost. I have, I have backup. I have research to ensure that this is the proper value. So I present my value, and this motherfucker goes, it's too little. Too little. It's a 2012 CLS. All right? 2012. It's a few years back. More than 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a decent value I gave. Around like $25,000 before tax I gave them. Which is pretty solid.
Yeah.
I wow. think. But they're like, no, that's not enough. I want more.
Well, how much can you realistically like fight with your insurance company to...
Well, I tell them that, look, if you can get me listings to show that your vehicle is valued higher with the kilometers that you have, show it to me. And they didn't want to do that. Then hire an independent appraiser and get a report and then show it to me. They didn't want to do that. Then what the fuck are we doing here? Huh? What? If you don't want to do that shit, then how are we going to come to a goddamn conclusion? They're like, no, raise it up. No, fuck you. You raise out.
What happened to the car? What did he do to it? Like, did they smash it?
They fucking, they didn't yield for another person while they're making a right turn. So the motherfuckers, it was their goddamn fault. And they're like, oh, no, it's not our fault. I look at the report. It clearly says it's their fault.
God.
So you know what? And that's why Mercedes-Benz drivers are pieces of goddamn shit. Fuck you all. Well, you want to say something?
Nope.
All right.
Not at all.
Anywho, not at all. Fuck you and whoever you are, you son of a bitch. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to speak to you again. And if you don't take this goddamn money, I'm going to come to you. No. You know what? I'm going to end it here. I'm better than this. I'm not a Mercedes-Benz driver. I am a good person, and I do hard work, and I make sure I do the job I need to do day in and day out from the comfort of my home.
Carlos is very thorough.
Fuck you.
thorough and good at his job. Yeah, but no, that's the worst. Those people just gotta like make people's day worse.
It's just like, if you have a dispute, fine. That happens all the time. But my thing is, when I offer you the options of ways to dispute and you don't want to take it, what are we doing here? Yeah. What are you arguing about? If you have nothing to prove your argument, then what are you talking to me about? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Okay, let's say, for example, yeah, if somebody, like, obviously you're going to get more bees with honey than you do with, like, oil.
What the fuck are you even talking about? Well, I'm just trying I only deal with cars. I don't deal with fucking Honey Nut Cheerios.
Let's say if, like, the person on the phone is being really sweet to you. Like, you know, like, they're kind of like, you know what, Carlos? Like, I get where you're coming from. I get that this is this. But, you know, this is going on in my life. I'm hurting here.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you can do for me? Do you think you'd be more inclined to, like, try to help that person?
Well, okay. I'll explain it like this. You have collision coverage, which covers you whenever you're involved in an accident with another vehicle or the vehicle itself damages like a property. You have comprehensive coverage when an object hits your vehicle, an animal, or you collide with an animal, or, you know, something that was clearly not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have rental coverage. You know, we cover you for a rental vehicle just in case when your vehicle is non-drivable or is at the body shop. There is no coverage listed on your policy where I give a fuck about what's going on in your goddamn life. All right? You fucking don't bring that shit to me. Yeah. Oh, I'm going through a divorce. Oh, my sister doing that. Fuck your shit. You think I'm not going through hard times?
I get that.
You think I don't have to deal with this fucking guy and his goddamn Diablo games? You don't think that's hard?
Every Thursday.
Huh? Every goddamn Thursday, I have shit too.
I get that.
We all have problems. Don't bring that shit onto me. You know one person was fucking complaining about on Twitter about our insurance company?
You guys watch over that stuff?
It's unbelievable. I didn't even know that until like last week.
How do you find that out? Like, does your marketing department bring that in?
So apparently she posts a tweet and we have a marketing department that follows it. And then they email one of the managers and claims. And then the claims department reaches out to me because I'm the one handling the claim.
Oh, shit.
So, mind you, I only have the claim for 1 week. Why am I in shit already?
You're going to get shit anyway.
Whatever I do on this claim, I'm going to get shit simply for over a tweet. And now she's complaining, I'm not going to get my check soon enough, so I can't find a car. I'm not going to fucking get in trouble because she doesn't know how Purolator works. All right?
So dumb.
How's work for you been?
Lovely.
Ryan is a Mercedes-Benz driver, which is why he's a piece of shit. This is exactly why I've been fucking saying all these things about, you know what I mean?
Work's
I'm
been
complaining
lovely.
About my job, and this fucker just, you know what? When I need Work's compassion, when I need you on my side, you're supposed to join in. Bring all the bad side about work. So I'm going to ask again, how's work been?
It's been terrible.
Damn right. Damn right it has. Damn right.
I can't complain about anything realistically on my end. Everything's smooth as gravy.
That's just the Molly talking. Anywho.
Still coming off. Yeah. I'm still coming down.
Yeah, you're still coming down, clearly. Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Oh, geez. Mind you, he was doing that while he was in line. The music wasn't even starting yet. It's like, sir, can I please have your ticket? Oh, for God's sake. Sir, can you... Oh, wow. That's actually a really good robot. Okay. All right. Let him finish. Okay. Your ticket? Oh. Yeah, he's doing the robot again. Oh, this guy, you.
This guy's a party animal.
Oh, this guy, party you. Animal. Oh, this guy. All right. I have a review.
A review. Of like a product that you recently bought?
A TV show.
Okay, beautiful. Give me it.
It's a show called Snowfall.
Okay. I've heard of it.
It's on Disney Plus for all you Canadians, so please check it out. It is a show about a Los Angeles kid named Franklin Saint who is in college, and basically he wants to find himself in the world. You know, he's in college. He has great grades. It's just like he's still having trouble finding himself. So what, you know, in order to find yourself, what normal kid would do is, you know, they drop out and normally discover themselves in the world. But with Franklin, he did it a different way, and which I appreciate. He started selling cocaine to the streets of Los Angeles. And you know what? I commend him for that, because that's not your normal route. And
no spoilers, all right?
No. This is the basis of the show.
Okay, got it.
So the shit gets real from there. He involves his family in the business and blah, 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 blah. Drama involves. I just finished the show yesterday. And I must say...
The full show?
The full show.
Are they making any more episodes?
No.
Okay, so it's done.
The complete series is on Disney Plus right now. 6 seasons, 10 episodes each season.
Got it.
Not bad. So I would recommend. It's a solid show. I think, you know, when you're watching like a drug show, like it's basically, it's the hood version of somewhat Breaking Bad, but like not. But it's like a coming of age story of Franklin Sate. You know what I mean?
All right.
And, you know, it involves like the CIA and all these organizations. It's just a great backstory. But my appreciation of the story is how Franklin was just, you know, he basically was having it made. He was going to college. You know what I mean? Only one of the select few of his family members that is actually going to college. You know what I mean? And he still didn't know who he was. Like, he's in school, like, getting all these great grades. He didn't know who he was. And I say that commends, you know what I mean? That's a story that should be really more published more, because like, even if you are the straight A student in college and, you know, life is going well for you, like somewhat, you still may not know what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, my message is sell drugs.
You'll find your way
there. Although it may not end well for you, because apparently people get shot a lot, murdered, raped. But that's my message. Take note that Carlos from the blank has told you, kids, sell drugs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Overall, great show. Yeah.
What do you give out of a 10?
I give...
You gotta give it a rating.
I give the show an 8 out of 10 blank spaces.
Wow.
Or what's it called on the keyboard? Underscores. 8 out of 10 underscores.
Wow. It's a good rating.
It's a great show.
Wow.
It's a great show. Because there's so much more involved. I want to talk about more, but like, you know,
well, I don't want to spoil it. I haven't seen it, so.
Yeah, it's a solid show. It's a great show, and I truly recommend it. Because it talks about, talks about the dark triad, and then, him having to deal with the seven deadly sins, you know what I mean? You know, with all the greed, and, you know, when money gets involved, obviously you end up becoming greedy, and it at the end of it, it's not even about money anymore with him. It's more about the power, the respect that comes with it. That's what he wants the most, it seems. And, shit gets real. That's all I got to say about that. 6 seasons, so it's short and sweet. You know what I mean? So it's a solid show, and I would highly recommend it. Franklin Sate.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's my review on it.
I find with shows a lot, and directors and actors, they do such a good job nowadays that they not only they act, and then they not only portray the character that's supposed to be written for them, but they make themselves so relatable that people love the show in that sense. So I guess my question for you is that, do you find yourself relatable in any sort of sense with the character or like with that show?
He's an absolute sociopath, and I truly hope I have no relations to him whatsoever. He's a horrible human being.
Okay.
just terrible. Does disrespectful shit throughout the show. Terrible, terrible things involving things such as murder. Manipulation, and obviously the whole selling of the drug situation. I wish to be involved in any of those things. I have been involved in, murder, but that's another episode to talk about. But I do not wish to be involved in any of those things. So, no, I do not wish him, I do not wish to be related to him or have any traits similar to his whatsoever, and I hope he burns in hell.
Okay. Well said.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's a few characters that are in there that were pretty cool. But I think, yeah, I think, like, each character has their own... By the end of the series, each character has their own, like, you know, they come into their own, and you really get to see, like, you're seeing from the beginning to end, it really shows a lot. Like, the character development is actually pretty solid in that show, which I definitely appreciate, and I truly think it's a show you guys should watch.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Smoke is back in the air again. It was last week.
Well, we got the wildfire smoke.
Wildfire smoke! I'll talk about the smoke. I was going to give the police officer for the court case, but sure, the wildfire smoke too. Yeah, that was bad. So careful, y'all. Apparently, it ain't over either. It's going to come back again, apparently. So
no, it's getting bad, man.
Yeah,
it's getting terrible. I think it's going to be like this for the rest. It could potentially be like this for the rest of our lives unless we figure out something, I think.
So are you saying we need to heal the world? Make it a better place? For you and for me and the entire human race?
Definitely.
You know, there are people dying. And if we care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me.
Beautifully said.
Hey.
You made that up yourself? Yep. Right now. I figured.
Right now.
I figured.
Literally just now.
I figured.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? So I can't remember what I said because obviously I made it up just now. But if you guys rewind it back, that's facts. That's facts. That is facts.
But you know, I was actually reading this one thing on kids' school, like day camps or like summer camps, and how like it's affecting kids nowadays that are getting to go to camp. Lucky fucking them.
What, did you want to go to camp growing up?
I would love to go to camp. In the summer?
Why?
I don't know. It would have been sick. There's like events and like fucking swimming and all that kind of shit.
Okay. I have an N64 at home at the time. I'm staying the fuck home.
Hey,
fuck
man.
Camp.
Day camps like that. Fuck, I think those are the cool things that kids that weren't fortunate enough to be able to go through that were the stuff that we missed out on as kids. I think that all that shit was like super cool.
I don't know.
It was like playing sports. You know what I mean?
I actually went to a religious camp. Not sleepover, thank God. Well, not thank God.
A religious camp.
Yeah.
Like, so what did they teach you at this religious camp?
So basically, the story was that my mom was working during the day and no one was home to watch us.
See, I had no idea. I don't know about this story.
My mom and dad were working, so there was nobody old enough to watch us. So we had a babysitter. Alice, and she was like super religious, like Christian crazy. She has like crosses like each section of the home, and like Bible scriptures, like
To weigh off Diablo.
Amen, amen. Yeah, so you could not play Diablo in that home. Are you kidding? Like you enter even if you walk in with the case, it, like your hand will start burning.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it's that real in there. So then, unbeknownst to me, she's just like, "Hey, why don't you go with my son? He's going to go out shopping." I'm like, okay, cool. So I go with her son, and we're driving around, and we end up at this church. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Shopping at a church?
On. Yeah, and it turns out it was a goddamn camp, and I'm like, okay, why am I here now? And so we go in, and there's a pastor there, and there's all these kids here. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Alice definitely set you up.
She fucking finessed me.
She set you up.
I was red, dude. I'm not telling you. I was fucking excited just to be in a home like where I can watch TV all day.
How old were you at this point?
This might have been like going into fourth grade.
All right.
And I was like, what the hell, man? I just wanted to stay in a home. I didn't want to be at her home. I wanted to be at home. But, like, she had a TV. I'm cool watching TV. Fine. But apparently, it wasn't enough for her. And mind you, she had other kids that she was watching, too. And I was the only one that had to go. I guess she assumed that I needed Jesus or some shit. I don't know. Well, I don't know why she would take... You know what it is? I remember one time, You know, those things where back in school where if you missed a needle or something, then you might be suspended. They might suspend you for it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, like...
Like if you miss getting a shot.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. They have like the... I forget what like it's called.
Yellow cards.
The vaccination cards and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. So apparently I missed one and I wasn't aware of it. And the letter sent me a note saying, if you don't get the shot, then we may have to suspend you. And I'm like, okay. So I was holding the letter and I was talking to the other kids about it. And then Alice comes up. She's like, what's wrong? She's like, oh, Carlos might get suspended. And then she looks and she's like, see, I knew this day would come. I knew you were going to cause so much trouble. And then they interrupted. It's like, no, he missed a vaccination. The awkward silence on her face, her stupid looking face, was priceless. I'm just like, how dare you?
Alice, you bitch.
How dare you assume I would do such a thing?
It's because I'm black.
How dare you? The other kids were black, too. How dare you? How dare you?
The other kids were black, by the way.
Yeah.
They're not out there.
How dare you assume that I would be suspended?
Alice was half black.
Yeah. Can you imagine? What was she? I don't even know what she was. What was she? I don't know. Either or. But yeah, back to the whole camp thing. So I walk into the church and there's a pastor there sitting and these kids I've never seen a day in my life. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So, all right, kids, pull out your Bibles. I don't have a fucking Bible. What the hell? And he was like, okay, give him an extra one. The Bible-less kid an extra one. I'm like, oh, great. Now I have I'm the Bible-less kid now. Cool.
I got a name. Yeah. I just walked into this place.
So I get the Bible. I'm holding it. They're like, all right. He would name a verse, and he'd be like, Matthew chapter 1, verse 2.
And all the then, kids, all the then, kids open it.
Yeah, no. And then it'll be the first one to get there. Reads it, and then gets a prize. All right, charge. So then we go and race through the book. And the first one.
That's what the pastor said to start the race? Charge?
Yeah, so it's charge. And then I'm like, okay. And then one other kid wins it. And then he gets like a candy. I'm like, oh, okay, this is not bad. This is pretty fun. And then you're like, oh, he says another verse. He's to be like, Leviticus chapter 7, verse 2, charge. I'm like, okay, shit. And now I'm invested. I'm like, I'm trying to win.
It's competitive now.
And I'm
like, okay. There's candy on the table?
Yeah, let's get it. Let's fucking go. I'm trying to win. I should stop cursing while saying these stories. This is religion. Whatever.
I'm in grade 4 in the church.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, I'm just trying to go to these churches. You know, I'm looking at other people. Man, I'm going to suck my dick. And no, but now I'm competitive and shit. So I'm going through and I didn't end up winning anything. I'm like, God damn it. Whoop. Sorry, Pastor. So we finish with that. And then he asks us to get up. I'm like, all right. So we go up and then he walks us around to the church. And there's a gymnasium in there. With a whole ass basketball court. I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. It's like, all right, kids, you can go ahead and play for a little bit. I'm like, damn, okay, this is cool. So we're going in, we're playing. I'm like, all right, this is not a bad thing. This is not a bad, this is not a bad experience. All right, it's not bad. And, we finish with the day. I come back to Alice. She's like, how's your day? I'm like, actually, it was pretty fun. Great, you're going back tomorrow. Now, what the fuck?
What?
And then I ended up doing it for like 2 months.
Bible camp. That's fucked up.
Unbeknownst to me.
She literally lied to you. Did she tell your parents? Maybe your parents are part of this. They're like, Carlos needs Bible camp.
Listen. That boy keeps us giving stunners and giving up the middle finger, switching music to teachers. He refuses to get a goddamn needle shot. Like, he needs Jesus. Can't we take him to Bible camp?
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Either or. Yeah, that was my experience with camp. That's why I don't have a great experience with camp.
Well, I definitely wouldn't want to go to that fucking camp. That's for sure.
It's
unless you kids are trying to lose. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even know how to
competitive over dude. What the hell?
Just beating up little kids in Bible studies.
In the name of Jesus. Yeah, be gone, Satan.
Yeah.
Just fucking elbowing in the face.
Ryan, you're a grown man. Yeah, just like, kids need to learn.
You need to learn. Respect the Holy Spirit. Anywho, also, oh, you know what we need to talk about? That Reddit thing that you posted today? The story of the Ask Reddit? What's the fastest way you've seen someone ruin their life?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, backstory, y'all. So, Ryan sends this. The Ask Reddit has a, well, it's a forum in Reddit where, you know, you simply post a question and the commenters can post a story in relation to it. So the question this week was, what is the fastest way you've seen someone ruin their life? And the story one commenter had was, he basically is a big UFC fan and he bet money on the Paulo Costa and Israel Adesanya fight. Me personally, I thought Paulo was gonna win. I was hyped on him. Dude could fight. I thought he was a really big threat to Israel. But Israel Adesanya was in God mode.
Wait, so for anyone who doesn't watch UFC, you gotta give a little bit of a backstory.
Israel Adesanya is the middleweight champion of the world. Okay. He is one of the greatest fighters in the history of the UFC, and he's undefeated at this point. Never been beaten once in the UFC. So Paulo Costa come up as the number one contender. He is he's a stud. He's jacked up. He looks great. He is putting on shows when it comes to fights. He looked like a threat to Israel. And these dudes did not like each other. They were talking the ish and shit was getting real. All right. So now the fight comes. Israel wins. KO knocks out Paulo Costa. Now, my opinion on the fight, Paulo lost to Paulo. He was cocky. He was arrogant. He wasn't really throwing much punches, and Israel caught him slipping. Now, back to the betting guy. He, normally people bet, 50, even 100 bucks on fights. He bet $60,000 on this fight.
His wife and his kids, yeah, not even whole his
own
savings.
It's not even his own savings. His wife and his kids' savings on this fight.
Can you believe that?
Now, me personally, if I was that guy, I would have offed myself right then and there.
You can't,
because if I wasn't going to off myself, my wife would off me.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought it was a horrible idea. So why would you even bet life savings on anything? You work so hard to get that money. You know what I mean? Like, do a portion of it. Or maybe even 1,000 at best. That's the most I personally would bet on something. At best, 1,000. But I would even touch the life savings.
Gambling,
knowing,
man.
Knowing full well what my wife worked through. And you're going to bet all that away? So the wife leaves him, takes the kids. And now he's living with his mother. All from a dumb idea to bet on a fight.
And that's how quick he lost his life.
That is how quick he ruined his life.
That's like, I don't remember when the fight ended, but like to literally bet your whole life savings on a moment. Because
it's a horrible idea. Regardless if you're, if yeah, it was like
each
a fight,
what, like 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Like 30 minutes at most, 20 minutes. So the guy literally put $60,000 on a 20-minute bet,
that
pretty
KO
much.
That KO must have been devastating.
And,
He, oh, my God.
He watched his life flash
before. Can you
imagine
being with him, like watching it with him at a bar or something? It's like, no, no! It was like, hey, man, relax. What are you going on? I lost everything. I bet 60K on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Crazy,
I
should have
went to Bible camp, man. Fuck.
Gambling's no joke, man. Oh, but it reminded me of like all the stories of people being like, oh, I put, my life savings into this crypto, or like,
yeah, my God.
I went and put
NFTs,
all this on like Red at a casino or something like that. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Gambling's like a serious epidemic. And a lot of people got a fucking issue, and it's crazy to see the stories of people like losing their whole lives. You know, like when Carlos and I went to Vegas, like we definitely gambled a bit, you know, here and there.
Nothing drastic.
Nothing crazy.
No life savings were wasted at this like party.
Enough just to have fun and enjoy your time there, which is what you should do, you know, whenever you're out realistically. But like, man, people take it super, super fucking far. And it's really unfortunate. So hopefully that dude gets back on his toes. Good for his wife for leaving.
I mean,
that's for sure.
Yeah, well, he really pulled the all-time piece of shit move.
Hopefully the kids get a better dad.
Yeah.
In that case.
Really hope she really threw down judo threw that divorce papers at his door.
Yeah.
That was really fucked up what it did. But yeah, horror stories in Vegas, man. Even that video of like the dude on the floor in the hallway, just like, no, everything's gone, everything's gone. It's like, dude, it's fucking traumatizing.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure if you go to Vegas on a regular day basis, you probably bump into that a lot.
Yeah.
Like often.
Yeah. Even some people off themselves in the goddamn.
Oh yeah.
Like a story of the dude that freaking shot himself in the car, like in the when the freaking chauffeur gave the car back. Ugh.
Yeah, well, there's a reason why, like, at most casinos or resorts and stuff like that, there's no balcony, so people can't jump off and stuff like that. And, like, obviously, if you're dedicated and you're committed, you can find certain ways to do it. But, you know, it's them trying to take the safety precautions to not have people be dying in their hotels and stuff. So, but, yeah, super, super weird story, man. So,
yeah. Fucking Reddit. Have you joined Threads yet?
No, I don't know what that is.
Threads.
I don't know what Threads is.
You don't know what Threads is?
What is Threads?
You don't know what Threads is.
What are you in?
My man don't know what Threads is.
You Gen Z-ing me right now? Gen Z-ing me?
This guy.
What's Threads? What Threads is? No, what's Threads?
Threads is a competitor of Twitter. It is basically in Twitter made by the Meta.
Okay.
So Mark Zuckerberg made Threads. It's essentially essentially Facebook's Twitter. It works the same way as Twitter.
Exact same way.
Under Meta.
So under like a certain amount of characters, people post something and then you just retweet them and follow people and stuff like that. Okay. So what's special about this?
Do you know how many viewers it got? In the first 1.5 hours.
Like how many subscribers?
Yeah. 75 million.
75 million? Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Yeah. It's the fastest social app to do so.
Damn.
Ever.
That's wild, man.
75
million. People are really still using Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you have to have a Facebook account to use Threads?
No, I don't even have a Facebook account for Instagram.
Oh, okay. Because they own Instagram, too. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So
did you make a Thread account?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Like, I don't think it's a good idea. If I didn't like Twitter, what the hell am I going to like about Thread?
So is this like a punch in the face?
Maybe it's less cancelable.
Maybe.
You know, they're more free to say some shit. Like,
maybe.
Fucking.
He's thinking about something crazy to say at the moment.
Yeah,
stop giving those crazy eyes. For all of our audio listeners,
what are you talking about?
Carl's got that crazy eye look.
I'm not doing anything, man.
He's trying to say something cancelable right now.
Ah, man. I'm just having a good time today. You can, you know what? Maybe I might give Threads a little looky-looky look, you know? Hey, man, I ain't doing nothing.
I don't know about that.
Why? You're not going to join Threads?
No, I was never even on Twitter. I don't even have an Instagram, other than the blank one. I don't even have access to it.
That's true. I didn't. The amount of nudes I posted of you on there, it's pretty crazy.
Getting butt-ass naked. And
pretty crazy.
I was butt-naked at the wedding yesterday, man. That's
shit.
Right.
Shit. If only y'all knew. If only y'all knew. But yeah, no. What's with you and not joining social media? Let's address that. What's with?
Oh, we've spoken about this in our social media episode.
Why don't you want to join?
Go social back media? And watch that episode,
man,
if you haven't listened to it.
Why don't you want to join social media though?
Don't need it.
You don't need it?
No.
Why?
I don't think it. I don't think it like provides anything to me in life. But you know what I mean? I'm actually starting to get sick of Reddit. I'll be honest with you.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Funny enough, for me to say, because I'm a huge fan of Reddit, but I'm actually starting to get sick of it because I find myself in that constant like scroll that I think that everyone gets into with like Instagram, Twitter, you know, whatever it may be. And I find myself getting to that point. I just don't think it adds as much value as it used to, or what I thought it was going to.
Says the man playing Diablo. Don't you have to scroll to move in that game? Fucking guy.
Yeah, but Diablo's like fun. Is it fun to scroll through Instagram? Like, do you find that fun?
Depends whose Instagram I'm looking at.
Oh, hey.
Rihanna. Hi, Rihanna.
Like, does it make you happy looking through Instagram? You know what I mean?
Hey, Beyonce. Kim.
It was, you know, speaking of that, like, I actually watched a documentary today on minimalism. And
thank you for joining this week's episode. I'll see y'all next week.
And I know I got a lot of shit behind me, and I'm definitely not a minimalist.
You're a goddamn hoarder at this point.
Yeah, I definitely have empty beer bottles and shit like that everywhere in my apartment. But I think that the biggest takeaway that I took away from that documentary was just like the stuff that adds value to your life, you know what I mean? And it really makes you reflect on it, and I'll probably forget about this next week or tomorrow. But I think that, you know, really starting to pick and choose, or really starting to try and think about the things that add value to your life and then make you happy in some sort of instance, and then trying to like declutter everything else.
You know, so reminds me of there was a comedian on social media named The Six at Six, a Toronto comedian. He literally sold all of his belongings, every single thing, and he lives in a bus now.
Like a traveling bus kind of thing, right? And he created, made his own kind of a, like things slow like that. It's getting rid of the clutter and just realizing that stuff isn't going to make you happy. You know what I mean? Like, they actually say in that, in the documentary, that on average, rich people are more happier than poor people. They say that. That's like a known given. But they state that there's like the in-between of people that aren't that rich, are like that have more than what people most who don't people have.
Yeah.
That less is sometimes better in that case. And they really don't try to make you feel bad about like your purchases or whatever it may be, but it's just giving you a different perspective on life. And it's really just talking about trying to declutter the stuff that you have and what you can and can't live with and what makes you happy realistically. Like, there was this one dude in it where he was a multimillionaire. He worked his way up in the corporate ladder, like the whole like tech boom, San Fran, stuff like that. And then his mom died, actually. His mom passes away from stage 4 lung cancer. And then he just goes through this whole rabbit hole of realizing that he never got to spend as much time as he should have with his mom. And he was chasing pretty much just being able to kind of buy shit that thought he would make him happy. So now he literally, I think he says all of the stuff that he actually has is in like 2 bags that you can hold. He has like, literally, he said he counted one day everything that he holds in his belongings, and it's like 58 things that he has. Can you believe that? 58. And it's like probably including shirts, shoes, watch, passport, wallet, credit card, or whatever cards and stuff like that is. And he lives like that.
Is $2 million in stock bonds also count? Probably has that in a briefcase.
Probably.
Yeah, it's probably in a briefcase.
You got to live somehow.
Yeah.
But in that case, it's just really cool to see people's perspective on life, and then also trying to reflect on your own to see if you can sort of declutter in some sort of case. Because I definitely have a lot of shit, even just looking around this room. And it makes me want to rethink some of the things that bring value to you and then what makes you happy. So, like, social media just, it never brought a sense of happiness. It was always more of an instant gratification that I was like longing towards, like whether you're getting likes on your photos or like your boys are sharing certain things that you can laugh at, which we already do in our group chats. And then there was really no need for social media past that, you know?
I believe overall your message is social media is useless.
I don't know. There's definitely good in it. Like, I find, like, I have really a LinkedIn professional.
The blank now has a threads page, so don't forget to like and subscribe and join us as we talk
like
about
this,
threads.
Right.
And we'll be, you know, just just exploring and just really want you guys to follow us and go from there. We don't have a Threads. I don't think we'll make one, to be honest.
Like,
I don't.
That's a perfect example. Like, getting our word out and getting, like, the podcast out, that's definitely one of the wonderful tools about social media, and that's how you get large and share, but...
Like, fat?
Yeah.
Can you get
like
fat?
Like, P-H-A-T?
Pretty hot and tempting.
I didn't even know that stands for that.
You know?
I always just think about, like, back in the day, Fat Farm shoes, man.
Well, pretty hot and tempting farm, baby.
I think I had a Fat Farm fitted, too, when I was younger.
Or a Fat Baby? Is that what the other one was called? Fat Baby?
Fat Baby?
Is that what the female one was called?
Is that the one with the cat logo?
Is it Fat Baby?
I don't know.
God, we need to work on our goddamn...
Yeah, early 2000s fashion, man. We should do an episode. We should do a segment on that.
Early 2000s.
Trying to bring back all the Expo or an Exco shit.
Exco, Echo.
Fuji. Or
Fubu.
Fubu.
Fuji.
Fubu.
You wore Fuji wear? That's goddamn camera. Why don't they make Fuji cameras anymore? Do they?
I think they do.
Okay. That's good. Fuji.
But yeah, no. I just never passed that, man.
You never... You still wear Fubu?
I don't.
Have you ever worn Fubu?
I had a Fubu sweater here and there.
I know you had Fat Farm.
Yep.
Rockaware.
Yep.
Bad Boy. Or, sorry, Sean John.
Yep.
Famous Tires and
rich.
Straps.
Oh,
excuse me.
Rich, baby.
Excuse me.
No, I'm just kidding. All that stuff my brother gave me. So.
G-Unit sneakers.
Yeah, I think my mom drove the Buffalo for me.
Got you a pair of G-Unit.
I love you, Ma.
G-Unit spinner.
Spinner sneakers?
No, the spinner neck.
Oh, no, I definitely didn't have that.
You didn't have that?
Too,
the G-Unit spinner?
That's a little bit too much.
You broke ass. What broke ass? Just do that all that, but no G-Unit spinner. Diplomats merch? Rockaware?
I had a Diplomat shirt.
Oh, you did?
I remember. Yep.
Really? Oh, well, let's explore this closet next time. Maybe you can come out of it one time. Anywho, that is this week's episode, because I have nothing else to say.
Do you expose my secrets?
Oh, gee.
June's over, man.
Is it?
Yeah, my friend, it's July.
Oh, right. Oh, that's what you meant by June. Oh, gee.
I'm just kidding, man. LGBTQ all year.
Oh, boy.
I do, man. That was hilarious.
Oh, my. Oh, my. And on that note, you got anything else to say? Yeah.
Oh,
glad we don't have Threads now.
Fuck June. All year, baby.
Oh, jeez.
You know what? I need to get like a mullet and start yelling that shit across it, like on the street.
What the fuck? What is going on here?
You gotta be like the reverse conservative. Like,
oh, I see. So you want to get a mullet? You want to
look
conservative? But it's the exact opposite.
It's the exact opposite of what your beliefs are. How that'd be funny as hell.
It's like, hey, boy, Black Lives Matter. You hear me? You hear me? Yeah. Damn right. All right.
Give me a Bud Light.
Hey, motherfucker. Asian Heritage Month, son of a bitch. Don't you forget it.
Exactly.
God damn it.
Exactly.
Crack me open a Bud Light in support of the LGBTQ community. Son of a bitch. Motherfucker. Goddamn right.
See? That'd make a hilarious character.
Oh, okay.
That'd be a very funny character.
Just like, you know, hey, whoa. What are we doing here? This black-on-black crime makes me goddamn sick. We need to unite for everyone. Son of a bitch. God damn it. Ugh. Trump, motherfucker. I hope Obama gets 4 more years, motherfucker.
See?
Better believe it.
Yeah, no, we gotta do a skit, yeah. That'd be a hilarious skit.
There it is.
The mullet's coming back, man.
The mullet apparently is coming
back. I know 2 people with mullets in the last...
I know, you know one. I only know of the one, but
crazy,
mullets.
Man.
You know what? Yeah,
it's on the up and coming.
There's gonna be a lot of pissed off people in the South. Like, what the fuck? It's like, oh, your mullet is so like radical. Like, where'd you get it? Mississippi, you motherfucker.
Where it was born.
Where it was born. God
and should
damn
stay.
It. And goddamn stay. All right. Yeah. Well, that was this week's episode, y'all. Thank y'all for joining us for our. Shenaniganry. And tune in next week where, you know, we'll talk about the same old shit, just a different day. And on that note, I am clearly Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
Oh, boy. And apparently
LGBTQ all year.
All year. Pride month is every month, motherfucker. God damn it.
I love it. That's so good.
And this is the blank. Carlos Ryan. All right. And as our conservative friend would say, or our liberal, our pro-liberal friend would say, fill it in, motherfucker. Son of a bitch.
Peace, everybody.